Yes, you can do on short notice, right, Rob?
Okay. We'll call the council back into session. Apologize to the people in the audience. We had a late morning. We got out about 25 after 1, so we'll try to get this moving. We have some unfinished business from this morning, and there are five councilman grants, and we'll go with the first one, Mrs. Webb.
The Indian River School District, the HOST program. Typically, Mr. Phillips has given them $250 from his councilmatic grants. It's the same
thing.
What
did he give last time?
$250.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Cole, to give $250 from Mr. Phillips councilmatic to the HOST program in the River School. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. This is one time, guys. We got to agree with each other.
Best shot we gave today.
Sussex Teen Court.
There is no past history of this grant.
Who's request to?
It's a county funding issue.
We have funded it before in 03 in Human Service Grant for $500. There is some left over, and it's the last week of the year, so we could put it right back in that category for this year.
Make a motion we take $500 to and give it to the
Sussex Teen Court from Human Service.
Human Service Grant.
I'll second that.
Have motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Jones, to give $500 to the Sussex Teen Court. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Jones? Yes. Motion is carried.
Town of Ocean View.
Fine for new police station.
Yeah, I'll give them $1,000 to help with their efforts. They got a new building there. They got to get a lot of things, furniture, equipment. I'd like to help with that.
Well, they say this is for a sign.
Diplomatic or community?
Well, sign, whatever. Yeah. I mean, they need all kinds of things, but this will be for signs.
Okay.
Councilmatic or community improvements?
Community improvement.
Second agenda again.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Jones, to give $1,000 from Mr. Cole's community improvement fund to the town of Ocean View for signs for the police department. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
Yes, motion is carried.
Ellendale Roar Tan Club.
I'd like to give $2,000 out of my community reinvestment money for the refurbishing of their war monument in Canton.
All right.
Gotta make it shootable.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Jones, to give $2,000 from the community improvement reinvestment fund to the town of Ellendale Roar Tan Club, refurbishing the War Memorial Cannon. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
And Cape Crusaders. There's no past grants for this organization. They are a traveling basketball team comprised of Sussex County kids.
All three of them. George, it's you, me.
How old are they?
Eighth grade boys.
Okay.
Cape, Woodbridge, Milford, basically.
So is that youth activity?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
What do you want to do, George? $100 each?
$200?
$100 each.
I have a motion to give $100 each from Mr. Cole, Mr. Rogers, and Mr. Jones. Is this youth activity?
Yes.
Youth activity.
Yeah.
Accounts for the Cape Crusaders, total $300. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
Yes, motion is carried.
That's it.
Proposed ordinances, Mr. Griffin.
Good.
Additional
business?
I did take a second.
You know, we had a hearing a little, I'm Dan Cream, by the way, before I go. We had a public hearing a little bit ago, and there was some character walks up here and made him look like he's God and you guys are the devils. Let me tell you something. Let's reverse that.
Coming from you, Dan, that's a compliment. Thank
Workshop.
You.
Workshop. Do you have additional business, sir? I'm sorry.
I both don't. Bluest, Oak Orchard.
What's the name?
Paul Bluest, B-L-U-S-T.
Okay.
From Oak Orchard.
Okay.
I have addressed the council December the 5th of 2006, April the 24th, and today under lawn maintenance. And I was told back in April under lawn maintenance that they were going to make an amendment to the ordinance to include boats as a vehicle to that. Has anything been done thus far? It said it was
the ordinance has not been amended.
Has it been started?
process has been started, but it hasn't been brought to council for action.
Do you know how many, how long yet?
What stage? Just give them an idea what stage it's in. Is it written? Is it a draft?
I've put together a rough draft, and I'm sent it to the constable's office and asked them to review it because they're the people who are responsible for enforcement. They haven't gotten back to me yet, but you know, it's moving, and it wasn't something that a short response time was put on. I think I was told to do it within the next 2 to 3 months, so we're within that time frame.
Right, I just am here just to ask where the process was at this point in time.
Now, I recall that you asked that it include boats and watercraft.
Right. And I was told on the way out.
I was not given a direction by council that it include those. They are certainly aware of your presentation.
But I was told on the way out by the man in the back the last time that I was here that, and I didn't feel that I needed to come back forward, that if council would have just contact Kent or Newcastle County, that they just addressed the same situation, that it would have been easy to do that. So
we'll certainly ask those.
Is there any way that you could notify myself or the community that when this ordinance is to be read in council?
It would be on
the agenda 7 days in advance. The agenda is available on the internet or by viewing it here in the lobby.
Okay.
Do you know how to get the agenda off the internet?
Sure.
Okay. Jim, there was a consensus, if my recollection's correct, that we did tighten it up, because I think even Ira said certain things. So I thought there was some kind of direction, not just, I mean, what are you doing then if you haven't had any direction?
No.
To tighten it up.
I'm putting together a draft ordinance that addresses the problems associated with vehicles.
Are you expanding on the definition of vehicles in that ordinance?
Well, it's going to be given to you all for comment too, so you can make it as broad as you want.
Well, I'm just wondering what changes you're making, if you haven't been given any direction.
I was given direction. There are three separate sections of the county code where the problem of derelict vehicles are addressed.
Okay.
One of those is in a section of the code that has no more meaning because it was under the enforcement jurisdiction of the transfer station division, which we no longer have. The other one was under the rental code for rental properties, and the third one was under the zoning ordinance. What, in meeting with Mr. Lank and representatives from the constable's office, I was asked to draft something that would consolidate the enforcement jurisdiction as part of the zoning ordinance.
Okay.
Because it's the zoning inspectors and the constables that this comes to their attention.
Okay, now I just didn't know what you're doing. Now I do. Thank you.
Okay, we're here this afternoon for a workshop, and I will ask Mr. Godwin, who's been our liaison between the council and the committee, or the county and the committee, brings up the date of how you got there and where we are and where we're going.
Great, thank you, Mr.